This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leonie McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Sam Johnson, and we're talking about Habitat for Humanity's home furnishings sale. It's going to be the last one for the year, and it's happening this Friday and Saturday, Friday 3 till 7, and Saturday 8:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Bear Peak Lodge at Attache Mountain Resort. That's right off Route 302 in Bartlett, New Hampshire. And you can find more information on Habitat for Humanity's Facebook page, Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity's Facebook page. You can also go online to mwv-habitat.org or call them at 603-356-3832. Sam, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us again. Yes, we're having our final... actually, the final sale at Attache Bear Peak, because after 7 years, John Lowell, who's been gracious enough to allow us to use the lodge in the summer, next year, they're going to be using it for their own purposes, and you can certainly well understand that. So we're going to be looking for another venue, and we need something with at least 5,000 square feet. And any help we can get from my ideas about that, anyone can call 356-3832 and leave a message, and we'll follow up. As far as the yard sale is concerned, we have over 20 couches. As of a couple days ago, I marked every one but three down by 25%. We need to move them out. We need to sell them. We have six hutches. And they're all in very good shape, and all but one has been marked down 25%. We have several dining room sets. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to be marking those down as well tomorrow probably when I go over there. We're having various not-for-profit organizations, including the Habitat for Humanity in Plymouth, New Hampshire, show up with their 16-foot box truck and take away some of the items that we do not sell. We'll be also the Humane Society is going to be there. Some other nonprofits have been invited, plus all of our homeowner partners have been invited at 1 o'clock on Saturday after the close of the sale to take what they'd like. We want to minimize what we are going to be putting into, unfortunately, the dumpster or on our tractor trailer, which is a 53-foot tractor trailer, which we use for storage purposes. For the from the end of the sale in September until Thanksgiving, as we continue to do pickups during typically Saturdays during that period, and then when the snow flies, we stop doing pickups for safety reasons.
So what are we looking at for various things? What I understand is earlier when we had the last furnishing sale, you were telling me that a lot of the items were actually surprisingly new, barely used, and I imagine that probably hasn't dropped off.
No, it hasn't. And particularly, we're particularly strong in appliances with stoves and washers and some dryers. They're in very good condition, very, very good condition. But that's also true of a lot of the hard goods and the couches. There are lots of couches that we've gotten much more particular in terms of what we're going to pick up. And Nels Gustafson, my colleague who screens items for us, and I have really worked hard to try and increase the quality of what's available for sale. And we think we've done that, pretty good job of that.
So you can swing by the home furnishing sale. It's going to be this Friday, 3 till 7 in the evening, Saturday, 8:30 to 1 in the afternoon at Bear Peak Lodge at Attache Mountain Resort. That's right off Route 302 in Bartlett. They have everything from furniture to appliances, building materials. Basically, if you need to pick up anything for your home, it would be a good idea to swing on by. All the proceeds benefit Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity. You can find more information by finding them on Facebook or going to mwv-habitat.org. That's mwv-habitat.org. You can also call them up at 603-356-3832. I want to talk a little bit about Habitat for Humanity and all the good you do in the Valley, especially with the housing crisis, which is a very hot topic right now. And I imagine that there's probably a big demand for what Habitat does.
No question about it. And, you know, it's Habitat is a very fine organization. And in March, I attended the national conference in Atlanta, and it is unbelievable what is being done on a national and international level. In terms of the not only what's being done, but what the goals are. One of the things that Habitat is doing throughout the country is focusing on building affordable housing. Now, we've always done that, but the idea now is to energize various public-private partnerships in terms of making this happen. I also serve on the board of, in addition to the board of Habitat, on the board of the Housing Coalition here. And we're working on some very interesting zoning suggestions that we're going to have for the town of Conway, which that's for another day. But the unfortunate thing about what we do here is we help one family a year in terms of one building, one house a year. And the needs are much greater than that, but we have limitations financially and in terms of volunteers. We have a very good steady stream of every Thursday, which is our build day, we have 15 to 20 people who show up to help us build, and that's terrific. But we're all in our 60s and 70s, and to try and do that a couple days a week would be a little bit too much.
You know, it is one house a year, but you know, over the course, you're talking about, like, say one house is a family of three or a family of five, a family, you know, that adds up over the years.
For sure it does. Now, I don't know the exact numbers, but we, not only in terms of in terms of family units, we have over 50 children in Habitat homes in Mount Washington Valley right now. And the house that we're building this year down in Secaucus Pines in Tamworth, the lady who we're building the house for has three children, okay? And that's a great benefit for kids to be able to grow up in a decent, affordable living space as opposed to some of the conditions that we find our partners, when we're considering them for a partnership, what they're living in. It's a dramatic, dramatic life-changing situation.
Not just building homes, building lives. It's Mount Washington Valley Habitat for Humanity's home furnishing sale this Friday, 3 till 7, Saturday, 8:30 till 1 at Bear Peak Lodge at Attash Mountain Resort off Route 302 in Bartlett, New Hampshire. They've got everything from furniture to appliances, building materials. You can find more information at mwv-habitat.org. You can also check them out on Facebook or call 603-356-3832. And a quick reminder, they are looking for a new location to hold their home furnishing sale. So if you have any suggestions on that, call 603-356-3832. Sam, we're out of time. Any final thoughts before you go?
No, just thank you very much. We appreciate very much this opportunity to come in and to speak to the public about our situation. And this is a very important endeavor in terms of raising money for us, and it's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.